Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
A brief taste of spring, but I'll take it. Yeah, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 12th and 13th. Happy Valentine's Day to all. Just a reminder, spring gobbler hunting applications are still being accepted by the Division of Fish and Wildlife. Go to your local license issuing agent or njfishandwildlife.com. It's a $2 non-refundable fee. Okay, if there's still plenty of turkeys around, I'm seeing them all over the place the past couple of days. I've been driving up and down the state, east and west, north and south. There's a, it should be a good season going. Hey, other hunting opportunities still available. You know, bunny and squirrel still going on. Fox and coyote season still going on. You know, that night permit, too. Get that $2 fee for that if you want to, you want something, a hunter being a hunted. Nighttime is a whole different ball game on that. And now the back to the fishing end of things. Perch bite. Slowly getting better, but still nonetheless getting better, little bit by bit by bit. Now this warm-up that we had, now it's going to be, what, in the 30s tomorrow and Monday. Warming trend kicks back on through next Friday into next Saturday. What are we saying here, man? Time to hit some open water. You want to get, I like the crappies, I like the yellow perch. Bass time, midwinter bassing, probably the most challenging. Our next couple of segments, Big Country John Hageman, tournament bass angler, and he's on the pro staff down there at Bass Pro Shops in Atlantic City. We talk midwinter largemouth tactics. I know you want to get out on the water, get the kinks out. As I say, I work on how my backlashes get worse and go down from there. And some where to go, how to do it. Catch some largemouths this time of the year. And we're going to wrap up the show with Mr. Dick Wood, HD Wood Advertising, a bit of just a rich treasure chest of angling industry history. You wonder how some of the companies are got where they are today. This man and his little advertising firm in Ocean City, New Jersey, over the years, it seems they had something to do with a lot of them. Okay, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back with Big Country John Hageman. Let's talk bass. South Jersey bass. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
What about this weather pattern, huh? I'll tell you one thing. White perch bite is improved, albeit slowly. Now we got another freeze coming in tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. It's going to, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and then it warms back up again. You talk about the most challenging time of year, to me anyway, open water pursuit of largemouths, and to a lesser extent, if you're going to be out there at Union Lake, smallmouths. This time of year, it is tough. Hey, man, how about some midwinter bass tactics? We're talking to John Big Country Hageman, tournament bass pro locally, 28 years on the regional and national circuit. The past 7 years, his son is following his footsteps. Congratulations to him as well. He just kicked ass in some big wrestling tournament out there in Southwest Jersey. And Big John's also on the pro staff freshwater at Bass Pro Shops in AC. He's the man to one, the guy you want to talk bass, how to, where to go, when to go. It is the man. John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin, brother. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Tommy. Glad to hear your voice, bud.
I know, but John, again, I say this every time. Don't I have that whiny, nasally Italian voice that's really annoying? I hear myself sometimes. I shut the radio off. What the hell?
When I'm talking to you, it's fishing's right around the corner, so I get excited, buddy. I love talking to you.
John, now, this is the dealio. Looking at yesterday, Friday was 61, 63 today. Sunday dropping to 36, Monday 32. Now, listen, this is the Mays Landing area, which extends down to Northern Cape May, all the way out to Cumberland, Salem County. Tuesday, 41. Big Country. Then it bounces back up to 51 next Wednesday, 63 next Thursday, and Friday, 55, 57. Are the bass going back at this time of year? What is the deal? They're shallow, they're deep, they're mid-range, they're staging, they're schooling. What's the deal?
I'll tell you what, as excited as you get to get out there when you get a taste of that warm weather and see that sun standing out a little bit longer, it's a longer transition than most people think. I mean, listen, everybody wants to be out there. I know I'll be out there today with my boat just knocking the cobwebs off of it. But do I expect the fishing to be great? I don't. But there's certain things that you could do out there to at least put yourself in a position to catch maybe even one of your biggest bass of all time. So I love to talk about it if you want to get into it.
So, John, now, speaking of biggest bass of the year, in other words, these females are really putting on weight with the eggs. And now they do feed. Would you recommend, John, picking a shallower venue, say, like Parvin Lake, for example, or the shallower areas that it warms up on the likes of Union Lake or Alloways or anything like that? Where are you looking?
So, yeah, if we're talking largemouth fishing, you know, I would take a more shallow lake. It's going to heat up a little bit faster. You know, you want to fish the sunny side of the lake. You want to try to pay attention to what the wind's doing, because that wind's going to blow that warmer, you know, water mm-hmm. that's on top for the day. It's going to blow that into that, hopefully maybe into a cove or a back of a lake. The one good thing we have in South Jersey, Tommy, is we have dark bottoms. You know, take Lenape, for example. It's a real dark bottom lake. That stuff warms up fast. So if you pay attention to the lakes you fish on, and you find, you know, that darker bank, you know, the stumps are going to, they're going to absorb heat too. So the stumps play a huge part in wintertime bass fishing for transition. The stumps are going to absorb heat, number one. And number two, it's going to give a bass shelter. It's going to give them a place to, you know, to line up their attack on their bait fish. And they're going to get close to laying their, you know, make their spawning grounds are going to be in the stump beds too. So always try to be around structure, stumps preferably in South Jersey. The darker bottom, follow that wind. That wind's going to be pushing that warmer water in whatever direction mm-hmm. that wind's blowing. And the sunniest side of the lake, the side where the sun's going to beat on that lake the most.
Now, John, will the forage follow the warmer water in, like, you know, the shad, the shiners, the sunnies, you know, little yellow perch, yeah. which bass love yellow perch. Oh.
They will. You know, it's still early. I mean, with regards to wintertime weather, you know, that initial day is not going to do much.
Right.
You need a 3 to 4 to 5 day warming trend to really, really get things moving. So even though it's warm out, I don't specifically look at it as, okay, so we're going into pre-spawn or this is a warming trend. It's just a day to be out on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick to wintertime tactics is what I do this time of year. Even though it's 2 days of warm weather and you know what's coming, you know, it does. We live in South Jersey. It happens to us every single year. We get excited and then we get kicked in the stomach. So, you know, right on through March, the good old South Jersey, it's a head case.
Hey, big country, when I get out there first, I work on my backlashes. Like, how big a one could I get now?
Yeah, the cold air doesn't help floor carving, that's for sure, Tommy. I got some tricks for that we could talk about another time.
Okay, John, so I'm looking at, again, next Tuesday the 15th through Thursday the 7th, actually Friday the 18th, where it's going to go from 41 to 51 to 63 to 57. Could that be a little opening in the window you just referred to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we're getting close to that. You know, the magic temperature that I've always based everything that I do off of when it comes to springtime, wintertime fishing in South Jersey is that 50 degree water mark. 50 degrees is when things really get moving. Yeah. That's something we've always done well by here. That's when these fish start thinking. They're not moving too hard still, but they're starting to think about, okay, what are we going to do for the spring? Where are we going to start eating and where are we going to start spawning?
John, are the bass schooled together now?
They will be. Tommy, I'll be honest with you. When you read stuff like that and you want to talk about schooling, it's hard to compare anything we have in South Jersey.
Bingo.
To where to compare something to like a Lake Champlain, a St. Lawrence River, Potomac River. Oneida Lake. I mean, when you start talking about lakes like that offer you everything, deep water, shallow water, creeks and channels and coves and everything you read about, you know, in South Jersey, we really have ponds, and the best thing you can do is just beat the heck out of that lake, because you can beat our lakes up in a day.
Sure.
Again, I just always leaning towards them darker areas in the wood for me in early season. Do they school up? They probably do. If you could find one and you could catch one on doing a certain way, you shouldn't deviate from that, in my opinion. So I early season, I can catch them on a thunder cricket by Strike King out in on Lake Lenape, because that's usually where I spend my early days in the spring. Once I find them fish by them stumps on a certain color, black and blue usually, that's what I throw the rest of the day. That's what I throw the next three trips out there. So,
John, I have to give a shout-out, though, to Chris Smith, fisheries biologist extraordinaire, Division of Fish and Wildlife, you know, former tournament bass pro. raising two beautiful little girls right now, wife Michelle and dad, whatever. I don't know if he's tournament fishing that much anymore, but he turned me on, John, probably 5 or 6 years ago. When they, you hit it right, when they can be aggressive, ripping a rattle trap, specifically a red one. Not that I had much luck with it, but when I hit them, you'd catch 3 or 4 bass, 5 bass out of one specific area doing that ripping thing. I said, let me try something else. Throw in a plastic, a lizard or a crawdad or something, tube, nothing. So it's bass can be moody.
Yeah, and that's something I was going to talk about too when we get into talking about baits. There's a red-eye shad that I'm telling you right now, it's a springtime killer. it's probably a little early for that right now. But that's definitely, it's a rattle trap style bait. And then you can get into the rattles and the silent ones. And, but that is a bait that, yeah, at that 50 degree mark, you're going to be throwing that bait for sure.
Okay. Joining us on the line is John Big Country Hagaman. He's on the pro staff Bass Pro Shops in Atlantic City. And he is one hell of a tournament bass angler, local 28 years, regional and national 7 years on the circuit. John, we're up against a hard break, man. Let's talk some tactics and baits when we get back, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, people, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. When I say cup, cup of Java! Like, except, John, that dark magic. Somebody here in the station drinks that, I can put that on my Xterra. Holy shit, run it on that. That's some bad stuff. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG. Talk Radio 95.5.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores want to help you have warm thoughts and be ready for our upcoming summer. Right now, At Home Recreation is offering their biggest preseason stay home and save specials with huge savings on their pools, spas, patio furniture, and e-bikes. Right now, save 33% off regular price on pools, plus 36 months, 0% financing, as well as up to 20% off installation prices. At Home Recreation is in stock and ready to give you an early start on your upcoming summer backyard makeover. Don't wait until summer comes. Plan now and save big. Don't wait. Shop early for best selection and installation dates. Don't miss this incredible offer at Home Recreation. 678 Route 18 Northeast Brunswick, 370 Highway 36 Hazlett, 1890 Route 88 Brick, and 712 Bay Avenue Manahawkin. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Love is in the air.
It's a brand new day.
Birds are singing duets together.
And squirrels are chasing each other across the treetops.
Everyone has a twinkle in their eye.
Boom, chicka-boom.
Don't let junk get in the way.
Junk is a distraction.
A buzzkill.
A party stopper.
A mood killer.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Let's get this party started.
Let the party begin.
You always feel better in a junk-free environment.
And so does everyone else.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And you'll be back to your old self again.
You'll have an irresistible twinkle in your eye.
And your neighbor's dog will quit barking at night.
And your children will get better grades.
That seems like a lot to expect from a junk removal company.
But we've got magic in our fingertips.
And that's why everyone starts dancing.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Valentine's Day savings. You know, there's nothing I love more than a good deal.
You mean like 60% off jewelry, 25% off pajamas, and 25% off Hula Bora throws and pillows? I just may have to treat myself this year. Did I mention you can get an extra 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash? Okay, now that I'll take over candy and flowers any day.
Select styles, 15% offer ends February 14th. Hula Bora by UGG, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Goodbye, bench press. Adios, squat rack. Fare thee well, kettlebell.
Hey, Kellen, need a spot?
No, Jake from State Farm. I'm just saying goodbye to my pricey gym membership.
What? Don't give up what you love. State Farm has options like insuring your home and ride with great rates on both.
Nice. Hey, can I buy you a protein shake or a granola bar? Or
for surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Rack and Fin Radio. Let's talk some fishing tackle history with one of the biggest guns ever in the business, low profile. Just let the work speak for itself. Mr. Dick Wood, HD Wood Advertising. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. In a few hours, a high-stakes phone call for President Biden and Vladimir Putin as U.S. intel warns Russia could soon attack Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at a news conference this morning.
If President Putin decides to take military action, we will swiftly impose severe economic sanctions in coordination with allies and partners around the globe. We'll bolster Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
Both the Russian and U.S. embassies in Kyiv are reportedly evacuating. 9 Phoenix police officers hurt when they answered a call about a shooting. A suspect opened fire as officers tried to save a baby left outside. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams.
As a baby is left on the doorstep, our officers went to rescue her. And that's the kind of police officers that we have here in our department.
The baby survived. The injured officers are recovering. The suspect and a woman are dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Breezy and mild overnight, the low near 50. On Saturday, breezy and warm with plenty of sun, high 62. However, it'll turn much colder on Saturday night. In fact, there will be some snow late, which could mix with rain at the start, low 36. Sunday, snow in the morning, tapering off in the afternoon, accumulations averaging an inch or two. Most road surfaces wet, high 37. I'm AccuWeather's Kurt Babinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was Big John, Big Country John Hageman, last two segments. Now, he mentioned a product, one of his sponsors, Lose. And I spoke to John earlier in the week. I said, Big Country, you know the history behind Lose? He said, no. I said, ever hear of Lou Childry? He said, no. Who is that? I said, well, you know about Shimano, right? He says, of course. I said, you know about Suffolk, right? Of course. I said, you know about Triton boats. And of course. I said, you know about Bloom, Bloom, Bloom. Ran the list down. And you've heard me over the many years, now Rack and Fins is 19th season, 19th year, mention the name Dick Wood, HD Wood Advertising, Yazori, Seaguar, et cetera, Infinitum, Berkeley, Pure Fishing, Fenwick, all the way down the line. I had the great honor, great pleasure of being hired by Dick Wood in 1989 in March. I'll never forget it. You think of big agencies, you know, and people running around like crazy. Small, tight organization, maybe 8 to 10 people in this unit. And they were in Ocean City. I'm not going to give the address. But out of this little building, this small, tight, dedicated, tenacious group, advertisers, copywriters, artists, ideas, spawned some of the biggest names in the industry today and or resurrected some of the biggest names in the industry today. Took a while, many years. I'll come on and talk about it a little bit. He's not one to toot his own horn, but he is the mastermind of a lot of companies today. HD Wood Advertising, a.k.a. Dick Wood, is on the Rack and Fin line. I am honored beyond to have this man on the airways with us. Dick, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good, Tom.
Dick, I mentioned Lose. And again, to 99%, I think, of the people you talk to today, Lose, Lou Childry. Who was Lou Childry? Dick, you, way back when, early 70s, I guess, you met this guy living under a bridge down in Alabama somewhere. And the next thing you know, there's Shimano, and the next thing you know, there's Penn, bop, 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 all the way up the line. Dick, your history is unparalleled. Just unparalleled.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Lou Childry, and then to Shimano. The Lou Childrey story.
Lou Childrey was bought Fuji Guides to the U.S. At the same time, he bought brim poles, which were bamboo poles.
Mm-hmm.
And he, we were working at Fenwick at the time, and he developed what he called the speed stick, which is a collapsible rod you could carry in your briefcase if you wanted to, and then it extended out. When I left Fenwick, he called up and wanted to be in the rod business. So,
you there, Dick?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
He developed the speed spool reel with a bunch of guys down there. They're sort of in the backwoods guys trying to put something together.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't make it. So they went to all the fishing tackle manufacturers in the U.S. to get them to make it, and they didn't want any parts of it. So he had friends in Japan, and they told him to go to Shimano. Shimano made bicycle gears, was, you know, the world's best gear maker as far as bicycles are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to them to make this reel, and he and Shimano then developed the speed spool. And the reason it was a speed spool at best is you didn't have to put your thumb on it if you didn't want to. He had made a V-spool reel. It held 80 pounds of 20-pound line. You just threw it up in the air, and it wouldn't backlash. That's how it all started. But Lou, in the process of living the life that he did, flew little airplanes, and he crashed his airplane in the backyard one day. And the Shimano guys came to us, and they said, nobody in the U.S. wants to buy their reel that they were making for Lou, and they didn't know what to do. So we told them, sell the reel. So they came into the fishing tackle industry.
Wow.
In that's how they got into it.
Now, Dick, when you launched Shimano, the ad campaign, listen, I'll never forget this. I turned the page, I was Bassmaster, Saltwater Sports, whatever. There were these guys in these brilliant blue and white bicycle shirts, the shorts, the tan. They're catching sharks on bass tackle, on little Dick. That was the Bantam reel, was it not?
Yes.
The little Bantam bass reel. You don't need big tackle to catch big fish, Dick. It took off from there, did it not?
Yeah. The idea was that if you could do this with sharks with a little bass casting reel, what are you bass fishermen worried about?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem we had with the speed spool and Shimano introduction, if you were 50 or 60 years old in those days, you had the reel you needed. You weren't gonna buy anything new. It just didn't. The Ambassador was there. That's all that was necessary. Pfluger and a couple of the other ones. So what we did was we went after the young guys who ended up getting the candy downs from their folks.
Mm-hmm.
We put when Shimano appeared and you saw these guys in their bicycle gear and their shirts and stuff, we figured, okay, what we're going to do is put young guys in a situation that everybody wants to be in when they go fishing. Little, you know, it was like telling a story. We didn't sell a product. We sold a story. Lou's argument about fishing was not his argument, but his philosophy. Lighter, faster, stronger, and tell everybody how much better it is than what they're doing. That was what it was all about. That's how we got started.
Now, with Shimano, you've launched some careers. Who was that guy with the big knot of floppy hair, blonde hair on top that would kiss his fish? Who was that?
Jimmy Houston.
Yeah. Now, listen, there's one end. Now, Shimano, Dick, you guys introduced the fast cast spinning reel, the trigger spinning reel. I'll never forget the ad on TV. Like, wow, look at that. Jimmy Houston casting the rod with a cup of coffee in his other hand. One-handed casting, that's all you need. Holy smokes. And then, Dick, I noticed that with Shimano, the other companies played follow the leader. Now, listen, Dick was one, the philosophy, don't poke the bear, but if you do, be ready. And, Dick, you took, I'll never forget that, with the Bantam reel compared to all the other reels, the Shakespeare's, the Abu, you know, the Ambassadors, that comparable, that ad there, comparing them all, my God, you just lit the industry on fire.
The whole idea was to show that these younger fishermen that there's something out there better than what they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you had to tell a story. You had to put them in a situation where they were having a great time and something that they'd always remember. And that's why we did the shark. We did the shark when we did a bluefish ad on the beach for Shimano.
Oh, that was unreal. Tell that story, Dick.
We had two guys on. Luckily, we had a blitz on the beach down there, and there was big bluefish, and they were just popping mullet everywhere. And fortunately, we got two guys down there. One of them is standing there on the beach. The other guy is making a cast. The guy standing there is unhooking a, 14-15-pound bluefish. And the guy that's making a cast swirls around with the back of his head, and there's a bluefish chasing about 8 or 9 mullet right behind his boots. And it's just one of the best photographs we ever got in
there. Ever.
Ever. And of course, they're in their Shimano shirts and hats, yep, and all in the. And young people went for that. The old guys, yep, they didn't. So that's how it all worked out.
Okay, Jonestown Rack and Fin Line is Dick Wood, H.C. Wood Advertising, the man, not the myth, because he did it. And the legend, Dick, we are up against a break. Can you hang in for another short segment, please?
Sure.
Okay, people, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio with Dick Wood. If you can find these ads, these archive these ads, some of these TV spots, unbelievable. Give the Garcia story next. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone. Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. On the line was the legendary Dick Wood, advertising in the fishing industry that lit the angling world on fire through the many clients. He had, again, the likes of Z-Man, Suffix, he said it's infinite, but one story in particular just shows how tenacious this man is. Ex-Marine, of course. It involves going from Shimano to Abu Garcia. Now, they just kicked Abu in the nuts big time with the Shimano advertising, especially the bass market. And here it comes. Abu's looking for an ad slash PR agency. Who do we got? Who do we got? Who do we got? Shout out to Neil Stenhoy down here in Florida somewhere, who was the, I guess, the president of the company at the time. 21 Law Drive in Fairfield, exit 153, off the Garden State Parkway, Route 346, whatever up there. And the story Dick Wood has to tell about that, how he grabbed the Abu account, resurrected. Everyone's involved now. The reps, everything. They believed in the story, believed in the plan, believed in the ideal. Sent Brock Garcia back to life. Dick, tell us that story about you went up to see Stenhoy and what happened.
We had gotten fired by Shimano finally because we were stupid. But anyhow,
oh, geez.
Neil Stenhoy was the new president of Abu Garcia. He just showed up in town from Sweden. And so the next day after we got fired from Shimano, I drove up to see Neil and tell him that we wanted to do his work. Well, he wouldn't see me. So finally, I just said to the girl, I'm not leaving till he sees me. And so I sit there until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon after being there at 7 a.m. And I finally, the girl came down and said, you got 5 minutes. So I went up and I had taken all the Shimano ads with me in a box. And I got put sit down in front of him and laid the box down in front of him. And I picked the ads up one at a time, showed them to him for Shimano, and threw them all over his office. And I said, this is why your company is where it's at.
It's in the toilet.
He said to me, you're like a very happily married man seeing the best looking girl in the world walking across the street. And he said, well, I walk across the street. So we got the account that afternoon. And then we got into it. So we did the same kind of thing. We just showed younger guys running around the world, catching all kinds of big fish, mm-hmm. with small, same story.
And resurrected. Well, Dick, one last time before we go, we're nearing the end of the show, but one in particular, there was a meeting at the agency in Ocean City. I believe it was Christmas Eve, December 79, or maybe 80 or 78, with a young guy just took over his dad's company, a guy named Tom Bedell, and the company was Berkley. Go into it, Dick, because you just launched it. You launched it, man!
That's correct, Tom. He came in at Christmas Eve, and he said, I need help. We went to him, and what he had, what Trilene was the product they had, and what Trilene had was one of their lines, 10-pound test, was stronger than Stren's 10-pound test. All the rest of them weren't, just the 10-pound. So we convinced him to run an ad campaign stronger than Stren or your money back.
Oh, that was great.
And Trilene flew off the shelf immediately. So it was another one of those neat things.
Well, Dick, the $100,000 challenge. I mean, I was a Garcia Gladiator fan. That was some good line. But no one took you up on that, Dick. And all of a sudden, Trilene became the line, the monofilament. Right. It was unreal.
Yes, it was. It was fun. That was fun.
And no, what was really fun, if I said, man, that's badass advertising. Look at it, Dave Letterman one night. And I just saw the ad on Bassmaster. He holds up. Now, this is an idea. This is proof of what distasteful or poor advertising. It was for Berkley Strike, a scratch and sniff. People, remember the scratch and sniff? Remember Hustler magazine? I remember that, with the scratch and sniff and all that. And it was a bass with a purple worm under a lily pad. And, Dick, that sent Strike, that was a forerunner of Power Baits and Gulp and whatever. And, Dick, you started. When you showed Bedell that ad, did he say, whoa, whoa, or did he say, go with it?
No, he was good. He was a great guy to work with.
And, Dick, over the ensuing years, again, you know, we had the Strand account. We had Suffolk. We had Triton Boats. Finor. We resurrected Finor. 1995 cleared the house with the best of show, the Ahab. Dick, we're up against the clock here. It just was an honor working with you, Dick. And, listen, we could do shows upon shows with the stories of these tackle companies and how some way, and a lot of them, H.D. Wood Advertising, be it a thread or be it a highway, had something to do with their success, Dick. It was a great run.
We were lucky to meet the right folks, Tom.
But, Dick, your personality won it. I mean, you just, people would look at Dick, well, this guy's serious. Okay, go with it. So, Dick, real quick, before we go, your take on the, code, everything aside, your take on the industry today, everything made in China, et cetera, the companies that tried to make stuff in the U.S. that failed. What's your take the next few years? What do you see?
I don't know. It's scary, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. I don't know how at this present time you could make fish and tackle and compete with anybody in the East.
Far East, yeah. Right, gotcha.
I don't know how to do it. But the only thing is that Carl Newell managed to do it. We worked with him, too, and he managed to do it. So somehow you just have to get everybody saying, you know, it's time to wrap this up and get busy here in the United States. So let's hope they do it.
Now, listen, the beach is from, I guess, Island Beach down to Cape May. You see a guy there in his waders with 11-foot, 12-foot Ziplex rods, and I think it's a Newell 339 still that makes casts that don't land for 4 days. That man is Dick Wood. Dad, I tell you, working with Carl again was a pleasure. Although he kicked me out of his booth when I said, Mr. Newell, he said, what? I said, when are you going to make a level wind? He kicked me out of his booth. But that was fun. And Fenwick, it was great. We had Fenwick. We had Newell out there in Huntington Beach, California. Dick, again, it's a great run. We have to go. Best to Susan, Diane, and everyone. Dick, let's... Now you don't want to fish with me. Dick doesn't want to fish with me, people, because I am instantly bad luck on his boat, no matter if it's a Triton or what.
And shoot straight either, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I had to mention that. Dick, you take care, man. Best to everyone.
Be good.
See ya. That was on a woodcock hunt day before Christmas Eve down in the Woodbine area. I think I missed 30 shots. That was something. Well, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. A little bit of angling industry history there, people. The man's Dick Wood. Arca, you can find these, I guess, Google anything. Look at these old Shimano ads, Garcia ads, the Z-Man ads. Great. We had a great time. Great run with Z-Man, Fenwick. All emanated from this little agency in Ocean City, and I was more than proud to be a member of that and got some great hunting and fishing and traveling as well. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.